Friday, May 4th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Everyone, JW here with John Burdick. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning.
Good morning, JW. Welcome back from your assignment, and I'm excited to see you back in Utah.
I'm excited to be back here, too. It's always good to get home.
Okay, good.
Always.
Good, yeah. Good stuff. We missed you. Christy and I were on air talking about you last week, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And now she's down in New Orleans.
She's on assignment in New Orleans, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly.
She is getting more Morning Mix stuff for her jazz roots, and who knows what band she'll bring back with us. So.
Exactly. Well, I didn't get a band while I was there. I mean, a couple flamingo players and stuff, but I met this magician that absolutely blew my mind.
Really?
I mean, this guy pulled a couple of things that just, I just still can't believe him.
Right. So it's on the cruise, and this guy's, were you like bugging him the whole time? And,
No.
Asking him how his
tricks He had a show coming up, and I met him in the bar.
Oh, okay.
The strange place for me to be,
right?
No,
that's a great place.
Yeah. Anyway, so in the bar, and just got to know him, and he's a really nice guy.
Okay.
Really nice guy. So he and I hit it off, and then he showed me a couple things. It's just, oh my goodness.
Are most magicians not nice guys? Is that like a surprise? Or
he was just a genuinely very humble, when you get to know him, and his act as well. He wasn't really cocky or anything like that. He's very humble, genuine, just a really nice guy who really, was interested in his craft. I think they have this magician's inner circle. Or this magic circle that there's 2,000 people in the world that belong to. He belongs to the inner circle. It's only like 200 people.
Oh, wow.
And he has performed one-on-one with the Queen of England.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's a nice audience. You don't want to make her disappear, that's for sure.
I said, you got to show me the Queen trick. And he showed me, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a place in L.A. called the Magic Castle where they all get to hang out.
Yeah.
And I'd been to that bar once, but... I was not a magician, so I didn't get to go to the inner circle. And they just kind of had us as the rabble that kind of filled up the place.
Yeah. Hey, so who's going to be on the show this
week? Today, we are going to be with Casey Cole in studio, our musical guest, doing some acoustic musical stylings for us. We'll hear all about that in her CD and just some fun stuff there. Melanie Welsh will be here in studio as well, Director of Marketing for the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, and she's going to talk about all the fun summer events that are going on out at the UOP. And then we have Chris Shaw, a comedian from the Egyptian Theater, will be performing this weekend at the Egyptian Theater. So it's got a little taste of everything. You've got, some outdoor activities. You've got some fun music, which we will have live here in studio.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss that. Who knows what she's going to bring with her. And then, laugh it up at the end of the hour. So
of course.
It sounds like a fun-filled show that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, so folks, this is all about, live music, but it's also about what is cooking for the weekend. So we do weekend events about halfway through the show. So stay tuned for that. We'll tell you everything's going on, all the live music, all the fun stuff going on. And anyway, we shall return right after these messages. This is Morning Mix on KPCW. Stay with us.
Spring is here, and the Soldier Hollow and Wasatch Golf Courses in Midway are open, in great shape, and proud to support KPCW. Swing by for a round of mountain golf at one of our beautiful courses and check out our new annual pass options. Visit SoldierHollowGolf.com or WasatchGolfCourse.com for tee times and information. The golf courses at Wasatch Mountain State Park are nonprofit organizations.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village on July 5th and continue throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates available at parkcitymountain.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with John Burdick.
Hello. Casey Coyle. Hey, may the 4th be with you there.
May the 4th be with you. May 4th.
Yep.
Yeah,
a little
exactly.
Star Wars reference. It's you know, the force is right here in studio with Casey.
And there is going to be a Star Wars movie this weekend.
Is there?
In Park City, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that my wife is at the library. We can talk about it later. The fourth event with the kids at the library where they get to make their own lightsabers.
So. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. May the fourth be with you. Anyway, the last time that Casey Coyle was with us, she was here with her entire band, Plum Sticky, which is a really... it's a tremendous blues rock band. She's with us today as a freelance solo musician, and welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you back.
Thank you.
How are things going?
Things are great. I just finished my second year in the music therapy program at Utah State.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one left. And then I'm going to...
So you needed therapy to be a musician?
No, other people need therapy. That's why I'm doing it.
Well,
just using my music.
There's a lot of musicians. You've got a huge pool that you could have.
Give John and I your number before you leave, because we are so screwed up. We need music therapy. We need all sorts of therapy. But John, you know, we can get a package deal. We'll work some out.
Yeah, maybe 2-for-1. This Park City's huge on the 2-for-1.
So that's right.
You can cure us both in a very short period of time.
So the band's doing well?
The band's doing great, yep. We have a couple shows coming up. We're going to be playing over Memorial Day weekend down in Salt Lake at Johnny's on 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Saturday, correct me if I'm wrong, May 26th.
May 26th from 9:30 till 1 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
All night long. It's
and you're great. Also going to be at Park City Market on Sunday,
we
June
are.
10th.
Yep.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
From 2 to 4:45, probably on the main stage?
Yep, main stage, afternoon hour or so. Come down, get the summer started right with us, and we'll have a good time.
Okay. Also want to mention, Casey's will be with us for the hour, so she's going to play 3 live songs. And time permitting, we're going to try to play a song from your CD so we can get Plum Sticky, the entire band. And
It's a different experience.
Yeah.
When they say the entire band, how many people are in the entire band?
We've got 5 people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a good thing that you showed up. This is a
we did
studio.
Try to cram 4 people in here last time, and it was a little tight.
Yeah.
It worked, though. We've had 7 or 8.
Really?
Stand-up basses, trumpets, violins. Yeah.
Wow.
It gets nutty.
So you just get out of the mic right there, and they just kind of pile up behind you?
We put them anywhere we can, and
I
kind of get out of the way, but I have to, you know, watch the levels too.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it's great. So, what are you gonna play for us first?
I'm gonna play one of my own. This is called Sinnin' Blues.
Okay, live in the morning mix, Casey Coyle.
Met a man downtown, said I had some pretty blue eyes. I met a heartbreaking man downtown, said I had some pretty blue eyes. He left his ring at home and he's looking for some trouble tonight. Trying to get to, I said, I'm on my way to heaven. He said, where you trying to get to, child? I said, I'm on my way to heaven. Would I got there sooner, but I had some dues to pay for sinning. Shots of confidence. We're doing lines of life, taking shots of confidence. Wake me in the morning, I ain't seen the sun since I don't know when. He said, where you trying to get to? I'm on my way to heaven. He said, where you trying to get to, child? I said, I'm on my way to heaven. Would have got there sooner, but I had some dues to pay for sending. 5 divorces. Oh, but only 4 wives. He says he's had 5 divorces. Oh, but only 4 wives. He says in this day and age, you can leave that same witch twice. I said, I'm on my way to heaven. He said, where you trying to get to, child? I said, I'm on my way to heaven. Would I got there sooner, but I had some dues to pay for sinning. Would I got there sooner, but I had some dues to pay for sinning. Would I got there sooner, but I had some dues to pay for sinning.
Hi, I'm Alex Goldmark from NPR's Planet Money reporting team. And the first thing I do when I get to Park City is I tune in to KPCW. Because with KPCW, I can listen like a local.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Mix this May 4th. In studio with us is Melanie Welsh, the Director of Marketing at the Utah Olympics Legacy Foundation. She's going to talk about summer events, upgrades to the Utah Olympic Park, and, well, let's find out what else is going on here at the UOP. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So it's a gorgeous day, and so we do have our activities open. Some of our activities are open through the spring, so I always want to make people aware of that because it's not very obvious. But we do have our adventure courses open in the afternoon, so if you have any interest in getting out there and enjoying the weather, the adventure courses are open now. But we actually go to our daily operations May 25th, so Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
And we're introducing 2 new activities this summer, so we're super excited about it. We have a 7-tower zip tour, which is going to be, it basically crosses back and forth along above the bobsled track. So you start at the very top of the UOP. And it crosses to 7 different towers, and it's kind of unlike anything that's really around this area. So we're really, really excited about this new activity to add, and that'll open Memorial Day weekend as well. And then the other one that's really fun that we've been working on is we call it the airbag jump, and it's basically a giant stunt bag that we built 3 platforms that guests can jump off of. So a 5-foot, 10-foot, and 15-foot. Into the airbag so they can kind of get that experience like a stuntman is the way we're kind of looking at it. So it should be kind of fun. A little new stuff to add to what we already have in the mix.
How about a ring of fire that the guest can
right through.
We thought maybe on the ski jumps. We should have them jumping through rings of fire and maybe
if they go through the ring of fire and then drop 80 feet into the stunt bag.
That would be great.
We're all about the extreme activities there.
Yeah, some kind of shark tank that they can get through.
Oh, right.
We're just throwing these ideas.
I like it. Pitch those back at home. See if our VPs are listening now. Yeah.
Exactly. And then we're going to pull them out of the water and shoot them through a cannon.
I like it. Over the mountaintop.
And you get it all for $9.99.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome. So the 7-tower zip line, is that going to be a permanent structure?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So if you can kind of see the towers, if you're coming up the road now at the park, and it's gorgeous. Thank you. So we've got them coming up the... In the backside, there are these big metal structures. They're really cool. And so you'll basically start, and it's an independence. You'll go from each tower to tower, and there's a couple bridges that you cross, and then you go on to the next tower. They're still doing all the testing and everything, but I'd say about 30 miles per hour. But you're zipping really, it's above the everything, and the views are incredible from the top of the park, which a lot of times you don't see unless you're, at the top of the ski jumps.
Oh, yeah. I've actually done the ropes course, the one that you had, and I did the slip and soar last year. I don't know if you guys are going to do that again. And then my cousins came out from Chicago, and I was like, oh, let's go to the UOP and check this out. Those ropes courses are pretty challenging.
They are.
They're
a lot higher than people realize, I think, sometimes. Yeah.
They were huge. I was like, okay. And then I was like stuck on, there's like this rope, three rope thing. You get two ropes to tie to guide you, and you have to like, just walk across the one rope. And I'm like stopped in the middle. I'm like, yeah, this is not happening.
Yeah, there's a disco. The disco course is what we call it. That's for the younger. So maybe you should start and then move up to the summit.
It's a little late now. You could have told me this before.
I think the airbag jumps will be good for kind of younger ages. Make it a little easier activities. The zip tour, I think, will be great for a lot of different ages. And you'll be able to zip with a guest. So, like, if you have a kid that you don't want to go by, they can, they'll harness
them
together.
In, yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of a cool way to add an activity for a younger one that might not want to go all alone.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this thing about the kids and the stunt bag is a good thing. How high are they jumping from?
The one's only 5 feet.
Okay.
So, and kids are a lot more courageous than adults.
I thought you were talking like 30 feet. I'm like, here you go, kid. Just jump off of this.
Yeah, no, I think.
Floats in the wind, misses the bag altogether.
No, it's enormous, and we have these big bullets that are, the bullseyes that they're targeting.
Bullets?
For,
they have bullets.
No, bullseyes.
You're dodging bullets while flying through
the
air.
And then rings of fire, and what else? Water canyons.
Yeah. And the cannon.
Yeah.
And the shark tank.
The shark tank is
so
huge.
It's a really calm, relaxing experience out there at the shark.
Yeah. No.
We also have the Sequel Block climbing competition that we do annually. We're doing that earlier this year, so it's July 14th on a Saturday evening.
Okay.
And that's with the giant climbing wall that'll be put up over the pool.
Right.
Just giving a little plug for that. Because it's earlier than we've normally done it, and we're really excited about that one too. So that should be pretty cool. And then the Flying Ace shows start in June, so all of the freestyle shows at the pool.
And when are those every weekend or every other weekend?
Yeah, they're every Saturday, Sunday, June 23rd through Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
So yeah, we've got a lot going on.
Soaring through the air.
And those are great because you don't actually have to partake; you can just watch. So those, if you don't like the extreme activities, those are fun.
I'm not saying I don't like the extreme. activities. I'm just saying I'm not the greatest at them. Because when I was like three, me and my best friend Tommy Vakela were going to become stuntmen. That was our thing. So we would take mattresses and we would bend the mattress back and then put me on the mattress and fly me into a closet full of pillows. Okay. But the thing is that we were stuntmen, so we couldn't get hurt. And you would like splatter. Okay. Yeah. I would like to put a disclaimer out there for anybody listening with small children. This is not a recommended thing. Anyway, so because we were going to be stuntmen, we would do all these crazy, set up the crazy jumps with our dirt bikes. And anytime we pretended or we actually did fall and hurt ourselves, we just kind of walk it off because we were stuntmen.
Yeah. So it's safer to do those activities at the park.
Yes. Much safer is what I am telling all of our listeners out there. Do not do as I did, but just show up at Olympic Park.
Exactly.
So do you get an all-encompass ticket at Olympic Park?
Yeah. Or? So we have a gold pass, and that includes all the activities except for the zip tour. With that being new, that's going to have its own ticket.
Okay.
But we do have a deal. We're running right now on all of our gold passes. So we have an early season gold pass, a peak season, and a late season. But if you
triple
purchase,
gold.
Yeah, triple gold. And if you purchase right now, though, we're saving $15 off those tickets. So it's kind of our early bird. Get people planning for summer, get excited about summer. And that goes through May 15th online. So I'm encouraging everyone to buy early because it's a really good deal.
What do I get for my golden ticket?
So for your golden ticket, you get... Adventure
I've got a golden
courses.
Ticket.
I know we need to do a little Willy Wonka theme at the park. So we've got adventure courses, zip lines, alpine slide, extreme tubing.
Extreme tubing.
Ride. Yeah, have you done that yet?
I did the big. It's the big hill that you tube down. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you tube down the giant ski jump.
Yep.
Yeah, so those are all included, and there's three adventure courses. We have a mountain challenge at the top of the park that we've added to the Gold Pass. So it's definitely a full day.
And on the zip lines, you said you can go 30 miles an hour, but you can control your speed, can't you?
On the zip lines, it's actually, I'm not sure how the braking is. I haven't seen the system yet, but so I think you can, but don't quote me on that.
Oh, okay. Because I went on to Costa Rica, and we had the ability to be able to...
To like slow, yeah. Pull, I think that they're similar to that. I've watched them zip it, but I haven't really seen how they're doing, because I haven't done it myself yet.
But gravity will get you where you need to go to the next
station. You don't have to do anything, really. You can just sit back and enjoy the ride, and it'll take you down to the next station. But
So it sounds like a lot of fun.
Also, I'm wondering, do you do team building group exercises? Like if I wanted to get all the people here at KPCW together and really team build and show up at the
definite,
park?
Yeah, it's like the best place to do that.
I was talking to somebody the other day and they were trying to figure out a good group team building exercise place. And I was like, I bet you the UOP has programs. Do you have a group thing?
We do have team building that we do there through our group sales, and they set that up. And we have actually a team building course that's backed by the and you don't really see it because it's kind of tucked away in the woods back there. So it's
is it a secret only team
awesome,
building
though.
Course?
It's incredible. I've watched a couple of different groups do it, and they have the thing where you have to weave a person's body through this like spider web thing, and you have to work as a team to do it. And and then there's this big wall that you have to hoist people basically up and over. And they have a thing. It looks like it. You have to get this tire over this big pole thing, and you have to work as a team to get the shimmy the tire up and over.
Okay.
But it's hysterical, but it's also people get that competitive nature when they get to the park with all of the Olympic feeling.
It says Olympics right there. How could you not just get into just start singing the theme song in the background and go?
Yeah.
So that sounds great. And to get a hold of that, there's a marketing director that we would have to talk to.
Yes, if you go to UtahOlympicLegacy.org, there's basically all the information there. So you just reach out to our group sales team, and they would definitely hook you guys up. They would love to have you out there. I'd like to take some pictures of it.
Okay, great. We'll put it right on radio. It'll be great. Me screaming like a little girl when I was on the bobsled. I swear I've never hit a higher pitch than coming down that bobsled.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that opens up too. Memorial Day weekend. So that
John, you can
fun.
Still be a stuntman.
Can I? Yeah. I could still be a stuntman.
We'll get you down the film. Yeah, you could be Kevin Costner's stuntman.
Yeah, of course. That's my goal in life.
Dream.
Is my dream.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, tell you what. First of all, thank you for joining us in the program this morning, and best of luck with the upcoming season. Sounds like a lot of really fun additions.
Yeah.
So thank you. We're going to do weather real quick, and then we're going to do weekend events. So stay with us, and then, Just
hang out for a little bit. You've learned about what's going on here in town.
Yeah, yeah. So, currently 43 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Park City. It is currently 37 degrees in Heber and Heber Valley. Well, we'll take a look at the weekend. We'll go out a couple of days. Today, sunny all day, high of 63 here, about 70 degrees. It'll get up to 70 in Heber. Saturday in Park City, high of 69, 74 in Heber. And if ready for this, it'll be 72 here in Park City on Sunday, 78 in Heber.
Yes.
Wow.
Let's get over to Heber. Get the suntan lotion going.
Exactly. And then going out a little bit, let's see. Yeah, mostly sunny, partly sunny, looking Monday and Tuesday. And when you get past 5-6 days, you really, don't have great confidence. But anyway, it looks good.
Good stuff. It's going to be a great weekend. And Olympic Park, I believe, is open this weekend.
Yeah, some of the adventure courses are open in the afternoon. So pop up if you want to get some fresh air.
All right. Perfect. Well, why don't we start with weekend events. Park City Library is screening Star Wars today for May the 4th Be With You. It is a free screening at Jim Santee Auditorium with crafts and treats for all ages. Wear your best Star Wars outfit for the costume contest.
And you get to make a lightsaber. That's one of the things that you'll do at the library. So I still have a couple of those in my closet. The Figure Skating Club of Park City presents their spring show, Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, today and tomorrow at the Ice Arena. Shows are at 7 p.m. Tickets are at figureskatingclubofparkcity.org.
Well, that sounds like fun. And then Egyptian Theater presents two nights of stand-up comedy this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. You can go to parkcityshows.com. Or you could just walk down the street, Main Street, and walk right into the ticket box and buy tickets that way. And in a few minutes, stay with us. We're going to be speaking with Chris Shaw. He's one of two comedians that'll be performing at the Egyptian this weekend. We'll be speaking with him by phone.
All right. And the Park City Film Series is showing Claire's Camera tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 6 p.m. ParkCityFilmSeries.com.
Oh, boy, that's Park City. Okay, Timpanogos Valley Theater is staging Hello, Dolly! With performances Friday and Saturday night. Tickets at timpvalleytheater.com.
And the Heber Valley Railroad is running a celebrity talent train tonight. Departing the station at 7 p.m., prizes for best celebrity lookalike on this interactive two-hour theme train ride.
That sounds like fun. Here's what's cooking for Friday night in Park City. Pranksters, it's a Grateful Dead tribute band at the Cabin. Bonanza Town is at the Spur. The Urban Empire is at State Road Tavern in Camas. Now we'll take a look at what's cooking on Saturday.
On Saturday, we have the Swanner Eco Center offering Saturday morning hikes on the preserve with a wetlands guide. Tours are free for members or just $5 for the locals.
And then on Saturday, the Park City Film Series is showing Ferdinand. It's a free screening that's part of their Books to Movies program. It's showing at 4 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
In live music, Rage Against the Supremes at the Cabin for Cinco de Mayo with free tacos and tamales. And Shuffle is playing at the Spur on Saturday night.
That'll be good.
What's going on Sunday?
Sunday, Swanner Eco Center hosts a Craft Sunday for crafty kids every Sunday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. All ages are welcome, and it is free. I'll also mention, I don't know if it's been advertised around here, but I've been gone the last 3 weeks, but Hamilton was here
down
for
in Salt Lake City,
two and a half weeks, and their final performance is a matinee performance on Sunday.
Yeah.
And, so
get those tickets. They're only going for $900 a piece.
I got tickets about 9 months ago, okay. but they weren't that bad. But they're expensive, but Hamilton, if you're a history freak, if you're a music freak, you know, I mean, it's all sorts of good stuff there.
We did an opening number for the show. I just did it, the Egyptian, the Follies, and it was the Hamilton, like a hodgepodge of Hamilton. And one of my wife's lines was, "What are you doing here? Hamilton's in Salt Lake City."
That's right. Well, once again, Melanie Welch, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, great startup at the UOP. And when we return after this underwriter, we will be back with Casey Coyle, our musician for the hour. Stay with us.
Experience the evocative music of Don Quixote with Also Sprach Zarathustra, featuring the famous sunrise fanfare you'll immediately recognize from Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Don Quixote and Zarathustra, May 4th and 5th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $21, visit utahsymphony.org. Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW.
And welcome back.
We're back on the Morning Mix. We have in studio with us Casey Coyle, our musical guest. She's going to play a little song for us right now, kind of get the mood going for you. What song are you thinking about playing right now?
Yeah, so this next one, I actually just got back from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, playing a friend's wedding. And they hired me to play and asked me to write a song for them.
Do you find that the beach is a good environment to really get songs put into your head?
Yeah.
Is this one about some seashells or sharks? Is there sharks in your song? Do you have any songs about sharks?
No.
Just to tie it into our last thing. No?
I wish.
When that shark bites
its
teeth, dear.
That is a great one. Yep. So this is the song I wrote for them for their wedding.
Live in the Morning Mix, Casey Coyle.
People always say timing is everything. I never knew it till I met you. Just when I thought all hope was dwindling, out and made the first move. You're my rock, babe. I'd move the mountains for you. In a world full of pyrite, you're the gold shining through. As we sit here together with our toes in the sand, the next 50 years can chance. The music was over. We danced our last dance. One door closed and a window it opened. Gave my heart one more shot and thought, here's hoping. And you're my rock, babe. I move the mountains for you.
Casey Coyle right here in the studio. So who are your influences? Who is your favorite band, I guess?
Well, my favorite vocalist of all time is probably Bonnie Raitt. I draw a lot of inspiration on my vocal styles from her, as well as Susan Tedeschi.
Okay.
Going to see them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the Trucks Band?
Yeah. June 22nd, I think they're coming to town.
Yeah, they're down in Salt Lake, I believe, right around then.
So I'm excited for that.
That's great. Yep. And have you seen Bonnie Raitt a bunch of times?
You know, I haven't yet.
Okay. So we've got a caller out there that can get Bonnie Raitt tickets for you at some point when she makes it to Utah.
That's right. She came to Red Beet Gardens last year and
you dropped the ball.
I dropped the ball.
Okay.
Yep. But one day I will see her.
I saw her when I was in high school. I've seen her a bunch of times, but I saw her in high school. She was playing at a very small venue in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it was just great.
That would be amazing.
I mean, she had her slide guitar chops going then, and she's just incredible.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the band been together?
The band's been together for about 5 years.
Okay.
I've been...
there's always good band stories. Like if it's somebody drop out of another band and then, you know, there's always some kind of crazy story. Go.
This one's been through a lot. So they found me when I was just a wee little 21-year-old.
Okay.
I don't remember how old
but
I was.
But you were at least legal to be in the bar.
And actually I was playing at the Pigpen doing a little solo gig during Sundance. And my keyboard player, Jody Wilkinson of Jody Wilkinson Acura, he was invited by the drummer who was playing with me at the time to come watch because they were considering, you know, finding a new vocalist for their band. And I see this guy with, like, you know, swept back hair and, like, suit and tie and everything walk into the Pigpen, which is a sight to be seen.
Not really your normal clientele there.
Nope, not at all. And... he starts in the very back, and every song I play gets a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And by the end of my set, he's right up front. And so we all went out to dinner after, and he's like, yeah, what would you think about fronting our band?
Wow.
Do you sing any blues? I'm like, haven't sang a blues, in my life.
Exactly.
But it all worked out.
But had you seen the Blues Brothers, the movie?
Right? Because
that's all you really needed.
That's really all you need.
That was really put you right there, you know.
Yep. So that got me into my first co-op with them, and then we... went through a few guitarists and finally.
So you went through a few guitarists. Yep. What exactly does that mean?
Guitarists are disposable. No, I'm kidding.
I want to mention to the listener that you do have a guitar in your hand, right?
I do have a guitar in my hand. I put myself in that category. No, we, you know, everyone just kind of goes on with their life and moves on and everything.
I was just joking around.
Bands are like having a relationship with five different people.
Okay.
I mean, if it's tough to have a relationship with one person, try being in a band. But the setup we have right now, Brock Peterson on guitar and Ron Wheels on bass, we just work so well together, and it's awesome.
And you guys have put a CD out together?
We have, yeah. We came out with that a couple years ago, last year. Yeah, I think it was last year. You can find that on, it's available on CD Baby.
CDBaby.com,
as well as Plum Sticky. That's plum like the fruit, P-L-U-M. Sticky, S-T-I-C-K-I-E.
I-E.
Yeah.
Mixing it up.
You got to mix it up a little bit. I regretted that very, very soon after I made that the official name, but nobody can spell it. Anyway, sticky with an IE.
Any reason you went away from the Y? You didn't, you know?
It just didn't look right.
Didn't like
you know,
the Y.
I just, it looked better in our logo with an IE. And so we went with it. And
and here we go.
Here we are. Here we are.
Plum sticky IE.
That's right.
There you go.
And once again, you're playing Park City Market Sunday, June 10th from 2 until 4:45 p.m. And then Johnny's on 2nd in downtown Salt Lake Saturday, May 26th from 9:30 until 1. And if you would like to talk to these folks about a private event, and that would be Casey Coyle as a singer-songwriter by herself, or if it was for the entire band of Plum Sticky, please contact her at casey.coyle@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's K-A-S-E-Y-C-O-Y-L-E.
Hey, stick around. We'll be with Chris right now, and then we'll get another song.
Joining us now by telephone is Chris Shaw. He will be playing at the Egyptian Theater this Friday and Saturday. He is a comedian. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. It's beautiful weather out here. I've been looking for this weather.
Yeah, it is
nice. I've been blazing the trail out west to find amazing weather.
Did you fly in yesterday?
I flew into Portland, and then I went to Boise yesterday, so now I'm on my way to you guys. I just wanted to see the countryside. It's a nice, like, little drive over from 84.
Yeah.
To the gorge.
So you'll be at the Egyptian Theater. There's another comedian joining you. What is the name of that gentleman?
Danny Bevins.
Okay. And what can the audience expect if they were to come to the show tonight and tomorrow night?
What? I would hope they would expect to have an awesome time, an amazing time, a variety of flavor from both myself and Danny. And it's time for the season starting, and it's time to jumpstart with a good night out at a nice theater and around good people and good energy.
Have you been here to Utah before?
I've been through Utah, and I think I stopped to get some gas before, and I've been to Theater City? Is that a such place?
Cedar City, yeah, it's down in southern Utah.
Yeah, I've been to Cedar City, but I've not been honored to come to the central Utah, which is now, I guess.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Heard great things about the place.
Well, good. Well, we'll welcome you here to the Egyptian Theater. It's an amazing stage that you're going to really want to come back year after year.
I bought some new socks for you guys.
Well done.
Oh, that's great. What kind of socks you got?
That's how excited I was.
Yeah,
I stopped at the Walmart and I got a new pack of socks. I was like, Park City is in trouble.
Oh, man, I tell you what, we'll be ready then.
Nothing says a good comedy like clean socks. So where are you based out of? Where's your home?
I'm based out of Indianapolis. Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay.
The home of basketball. You might recognize a guy named Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Started his career there.
That's right.
Yep.
And
I won't take credit for any of that, though.
Yeah.
You are a storyteller. That's sort of your style, isn't it?
Yeah, I grew up with watching the likes of George Burns, Bob Newhart, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, and also Steve Martin.
Oh yeah,
Steve Martin, and you know, I was just really intrigued by the stories and the control they had. It's kind of like when you go to school, you know, you see that, you know, you have the teacher and they drop their voice. And they just have complete control, kind of like a Pied Piper, versus the constant laughter or something. And through storytelling, you know, it intrigues people just to carry along throughout the story. And then it's not always about, you know, we need different types of laughter. We don't need just like the ha-has. We need to have people think and you know, follow along with the story. You know, just because you get older doesn't mean you don't have to stop following stories like you were when you were a kid. Stories are awesome.
Yeah, so Chris, I'm interested, curious about this. When you tell a story, when you're up there on the stage, is a lot of it just sort of extemporaneous, or is it finely crafted, finely wordsmith? Every word is selected carefully, where you've tried this on different audiences, that sort of thing, or are you just kind of riffing a little bit?
You know what? It's kind of, you ever had gumbo before?
Yeah,
gumbo, nice.
It's kind of like intellectual gumbo. It's a lot of everything you just said, and you know, I know things that tend to work with some people versus others, and I was always a master at just riffing, and I was always funny, but I never brought them both of them together. So you know, my friends kept encouraging me that, you know, you need to take this stuff, you think really quick, and you know, some things are studied, obviously. I study human nature, and you don't go into a fight not watching any tape. You know, anybody that's playing Cleveland Cavaliers, they know they have to do something to try to stop LeBron James. So, you know, I also study myself and study crowds, and I study what other comics do to crowds. And, you know, each crowd is different. You can't just assume that just because you have a funny act or your act usually works that every crowd's going to get what you do. So I just kind of just play it by ear, and I kind of let the crowd judge what they get, the kind of material they get.
So, yeah.
If they're not going this way, then I give them this.
The crowd really depends. You got like your A material, your B material, and you kind of weave in and out depending on how they're reacting to you.
I'm not giving them anything less than A material. Whether they get it or not is up to them. You know what I mean? Like some nights you just, it's not your night. No matter what you do well, you know, people just can't get on board. But no, I don't try to give anything anybody less than A material. I don't care around B material.
I just meant like a certain set.
I know, I'm kidding. Okay. No. It's Friday, man.
It's Friday night.
Lighten up.
Bringing your A material and new socks to the Egyptian Theater right here in Park City, Utah. And you're driving in from Idaho right now?
Yeah, I wanted to wait because I wanted to make sure I got a signal because, you know, you get 2 miles outside of anywhere and you don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that I stopped. I guess there's nothing in between Idaho and Utah.
There's a lot of open space. It's beautiful country, so enjoy that drive. I bet you'll come up with some new material with all the things that you get to see.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, I could have flown into Salt Lake, but the thing is you see so many different things along the way that you wouldn't happen to see. Sometimes I tend to go to zoos, and I like to study animals. I don't want to see animals in cages, but I want to study them. Because I get inspired by going to the zoo and seeing, you know, all these different facts. And sometimes people, they do stuff like that, but they just go to look at the animals, but they don't read the literature that explains why animals are the way they are. Or they're like, why aren't the animals out? Because they're asleep. They're asleep. It's like me coming over your house in the middle of the night, waking you up, expecting you to do your best thing that you're known for.
Right. Yeah, they come over and tell you to make you laugh at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, make me laugh at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Dude, I just got in. I've been hunting all night. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Make you laugh.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Jane Goodall's?
Yeah, it's a fun thing, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you a fan of Jane Goodall's? What is that? She's the woman that lived with the chimpanzees in the wild in the 60s.
No, thank you.
Not familiar.
I know what chimpanzees do to you.
Yeah.
Just off of a sound. I did take a picture with a chimpanzee back in my first honeymoon, and this chimpanzee was rubbing on me like we were in a relationship, but my then wife was there, and I was like, hey, you know, can you kind of lay off? First of all, I'm not into chimpanzees, and second of all, my wife is here.
Yeah.
Is that comfortable? I'm just here for the picture.
Yeah. You know, you just those chimps, they just need to learn their, you know, their borders.
Their places.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take like a little monkey or something like that. I mean, primate. Sorry, I want to get all disrespectful here. I'll take a little primate.
Fantastic. Well, fascinating speaking with you. We're looking forward to your show, and you'll be here again Friday and Saturday night. And people can go to YouTube or go to the World Wide Web and take a look at some of your work, which is very funny.
Thank you, sir.
And I look forward
to my visit there, and I expect nothing less than the best coming from what do you guys, Parkites?
Yep, we are,
and you're going to like Park City. This is a fun town.
So, I'm looking forward to it, and I want anybody that comes upon me to just tell me your favorite thing to do.
Okay.
That's all you got to do after the show. You know, you can say good show or whatever, but I want to hear a suggestion on what I should take a look at in the city.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get. We can listen to the morning mix. We tell you everything going on this weekend, so that, just keep it tuned here. I'm looking over your resume. You've gotten to play in places like Iraq and Kuwait and Japan and Korea. How crazy is it for those audiences? I mean, it's mainly the troops, right?
I don't want to take anything from Park City or anywhere else I've played in the United States that makes me just tingle. But performing for any military show is always going to be my favorite show, just because when we went over to these guys and girls, they treated us as if we were celebrities. If a celebrity was over there at the same time, you couldn't tell who was the celebrity because they treated us no different. And even to this very day, people that I've met overseas, I still stay in contact with them. I still go to their events with their families, and non-comedy related events that we're doing together, and it's just some of the best shows I've ever had in my life because it taught me a lot about myself. And, you know, that's the true meaning of, you know, somebody dying for you when you go over there and you see all these kids that are fighting just for you.
Nice.
And people don't realize that. So I appreciate that. The things they've showed me over there, and I've grown up a lot every time I went and done one of those tours. It's not just about, I mean, money was the last thing it was about. It was about opportunity and, you know, exploring other cultures firsthand versus watching it on the news and just seeing how we deal with other cultures outside of our walls.
And I'm sure it influenced some of your storytelling, of telling the stories of being in Japan
and
Dubai. I mean, there's got to be some great material there.
It is. And it's just, I've never shot a gun until I went over there. I mean, they taught me so many different things. I was like, oh, this. I never ridden a tank before. I got to fly an airplane. Got to fly, drive a boat in the Gulf. I mean, just these things that I know people would only imagine. I've seen people walking in the middle of the desert. You know, there's no McDonald's around. No Shell gas stations. They're just walking.
Just walking.
Just walking.
Chris Shaw is performing at the Egyptian Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are available. Go to parkcityshows.com, or if you're on Main Street, just stop in the box office and they'll sell you some tickets and take care of you. And best of luck. Break a leg. Drive carefully and have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank
okay.
you, Chris.
So our musical guest for the hour is Casey Coyle, and she plays with a great band, the name of the band is Plum Sticky. We want to play a song from Plum Sticky right now from one of their CDs. This song is titled Oddly Crazy.
This is Craig Elliott, football announcer, grateful supporter of KPCW, and principal of Elliott Work Group. Our design team offers complete architectural, interior, planning, and sustainable design services for historic, commercial, hospitality, affordable housing, and sports projects throughout Park City and the Mountain West. ElliottWorkGroup.com.
G'day, this is Ian from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. Thank you for an incredible winter. We will be closed at the Park City Mountain Resort until summer. But never fear, we are opening our Salt Lake City Roastery and Kitchen in downtown Salt Lake City, using ethically sourced coffees and our full Australian-inspired cafe menu. More information at camposcoffee.com.
And you've been listening to The Morning Mix. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us at KPCW Morning Mix and Facebook, and email us at themorningmix@kpcw.org, or listen to our podcast online at kpcw.org under the show tabs.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank everyone for joining John and I this morning. John, a pleasure again working with you.
Always fun to jump in. And,
just got a text from Christy. Things are going really well for her down in New Orleans.
So can't wait to hear about
she's on assignment. Week. She'll come back and we'll yak with her and find out what's going on.
Perfect. And stay tuned all day today. We have Fresh Tracks Friday, where we'll be playing a new fresh track from either artists that you know or don't know or new to the station. So top of the hour, every hour. New Fresh Track Friday, something that we got the music going throughout the whole day. So.
Folks, beautiful weekend. Get outside and have some fun. Taking us out will be Casey Coyle, our musical guest for the hour, with one more song. Casey, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play one of my new ones. This one's called Rose Colored Glasses.
A fresh track from
fresh
Casey.
Fresh track from Casey Coyle.
Casey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Casey Coyle, live in the Morning Mix.
That old cliche, you see the way he looks at me when my eyes turn away. It's all rather trite, but he just might be the one I've waited for my whole life. He's everything I want.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
It's everything I want.